Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are We Do Social Media. Our guests this week are two gentlemen, Robert Mars and Stephen Scarman from the Pure Collection. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Now, you guys have got a really interesting history and backstory, and I kind of want to go back, I guess, to the start of your business journey with the Pure Collection. My understanding is you owned a hotel and spa.
We did. We owned actually 2 hotels and spas in Morocco. Wow. Where we started to use some oils and some of our products on our customers. Right. And we found that when they left the hotel, they were requesting some of our products to be sent shipped to them at their homes. Right. And subsequently, we sold the business, and we didn't actually, to be honest with you, we didn't make enough money. Actually, we're still in litigation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with the deal. So we're still waiting for some money to come in. So because right. of that, we needed to start a business. And we thought, well, what better business can we do than to sell what was in demand when we right. were having the hotel?
Okay. Just for completeness, how long, at least one of your hotels was in Marrakesh, I understand.
They were both in Marrakesh. One was actually outside.
Yeah, which is a lovely city. In fact, my daughter-in-law's grandmother still lives in the center of Marrakesh. Bless her.
Oh, wow.
On her own in her late 80s, and she loves it. How long did you have the hotels, chaps?
We had a hotel for about 10 years.
Wow, okay.
We actually started it from ground zero, and we built it all up. And it went very quickly and very successful with lots of awards and everything else.
Right.
And we just sold it in 2016 when we started this business,
right.
the Pure Collection.
Well, fantastic. Okay, so let's talk about the Pure Collection. As you just told us, this was something you were doing for your guests initially, and then it became popular with your guests once they'd left. So talk us through the process that you went through once you'd gone through the sale of your hotel and how you started the setup of the Pure Collection. And then tell us exactly what the Pure Connection is all about.
Absolutely. We didn't have the Pure Collection at the time when we were in Morocco. We were selling our oils and our moisturizers, et cetera, through the hammams and the spas that we had. We then make it quicker. We sold the business right. and we needed to do something, and we just didn't know really what to do. And we thought how successful some of the products that we had were. And that in turn, over process, became the Pure Collection. We took those products that we had and we redefined them. And we formulated using some of the oils that we had originally. And this is how the Pure Collection actually was born.
Right.
Within that process, it wasn't just an overnight commencement. Through that process, while we were getting the oils, we had to make sure that they were, clean, quote unquote, natural. We also wanted to make sure that they were organic. And again, within that process, Stephen got quite ill. Right. He had cancer subsequently, and he also had COP, which was a lung disease that he happened to have got while he was walking down the street. It transpired that he inhaled some chemicals. Right. Coming from that, he was asthmatic anyway. So this exasperated the situation and the problem. And while all this was transpiring and he was in hospital and intensive care and isolation, et cetera, we right. then reincorporated our thoughts and try to make the Pure Collection now as pure and organic as we possibly can. Right. And the only way we can do that is being certified organic. So we specifically went down this specific route to become certified organic, to become transparent, et cetera.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about organic, clean. There's a lot of, shall we say, greenwashing in in this world of skincare, particularly. You can you're allowed to call yourself organic if you literally have, let's just say, you see a bottle of, I don't know, Smith's skincare. That Smith's bottle of skincare oil can call itself organic by literally having 1% of an organic ingredient in it.
Yep.
So the other 99% can be non-organic. It can be, I'm not going to say it's going to be nasty poison stuff, of course not, but it can call itself legally organic by having 1% of that ingredient in it.
Yeah.
So to become certified organic, we go through very rigorous tests there's six authorized legal agencies out there, Soil Association, EcoCert, USDA, that will come out. They actually visit us. They go back to all our suppliers, and we have to prove that they're all our suppliers are organic. All the sources are organic. All our packaging has to be organic, etc. We go through all this, and it's very expensive for us to do that as well. So we are, when we say we're organic, all our products are.
You organic. Definitely are. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm fascinated at the start point of this, and. Like a lot of people, you kind of launched the business around quite a degree of adversity, both in terms of, you know, the sale of your previous business being a bit troublesome, and also Stephen being unwell. And I hope you're fully recovered now, Stephen. I'm fascinated by this process of you've explained the organic side of this, which I get. I kind of want to explore what the products are that you started making and how you determine what to use to see which of them were organic, if you see what I mean.
The latter part is quite easy. What we started as the base was from Morocco. We started to use prickly pear.
Right.
And then we then got into argan oil and a few other products from Morocco.
Right.
On these basic products, we then built a collection that starts with neat oils, and you can get pure argan oil and pure prickly pear oil. But then within that, we worked with the formulators, of course, to formulate what we thought and what they thought was going to be very effective use. And so then we took other products into it. And one of the main criteria that sets us apart from any other brand out there, because we know that there are a million skincare brands out there, but the one thing that really sets us apart is we only use, and when we say we're prestige, we mean we're prestige.
Right.
And we only use prestige in real rare oils. We don't use any of the common oils like a hobo or safflower or olive oil or sunflower, et cetera, et cetera. We only use exotic oils like tamanu, the fourth mentioned prickly pear, marula, et cetera, bibao, et cetera. We're also the only brand out there in the world that uses real oud in our products.
Right.
So we make sure that our products are certified organic. That was one of the difficulties we had in finding products. There is, you know, unfortunately, the skincare industry really isn't regulated.
Right.
You will hear that it's regulated, and if it is regulated, they don't have the finances and they don't have the teeth to prosecute. So it's really still a Wild West sort of environment as we speak now. And we have to make sure that what we say is what it is. You know, we're genuine in that sense.
Yeah.
So we took a long time and tried to find actual, really pure organic, certified organic products. There were so many that we thought would be great. We went down to see the plants. They turned out not to be what they claimed to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
So that's how we started the basis. And we're always in R&D. As a matter of fact, we have about 5 or 6 products right now in R&D just waiting to be released. And we're constantly growing. So that's how it really started. It started as a base with the prickly pears and the Moroccan oils that we knew about. and the alkanols, and then it just gradually went into many of these other oils that we found through their chemistry is far more superior than the common day oils that are used throughout the industry now.
Okay. From a business point of view, you formulated these oils into cosmetic products. Where does that happen? How do you perform the manufacturing operation? Is it something that you run yourselves, or is it something you do in partnership with somebody else?
No, we do everything. Everything is done in-house. We never white label. We never go out to anybody else. Right. We, from the initial finding of the raw material to when you see the bottle on the shelf, or in our case, on the internet, everything is done in-house. Obviously, we have help doing it, but we do the bottling, we do the formulating, we do the research, we do everything in-house. There is nothing that has gone outside, so we have perfect control over what is being done at all times.
Fantastic. And where is your manufacturing center?
Well, we are a UK company. We're very, very proud of being a UK company.
Right.
But due to various circumstances, we are physically now in Spain.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And it's only a temporary basis. And now, because of the Brexit, it exacerbated various things. And so the manufacturing is where we are, so we can have total control over it.
Right.
So right now, the manufacturing is done just outside of Valencia in Spain.
Okay, cool. No, that's cool. But as you say, you're a UK company, and that's great.
100%.
Yeah. So how long now have you been producing these oils?
We started the company, we formed the company in 2016, and due to various setbacks, we finally went to market in 2018.
Okay.
But we did not go to market like many, many companies would go to market. You know, we didn't have a vast budget for marketing and gung-ho, and then we will fizzle out. What we wanted to do, and it was our full intention from day one, was to go slowly into it, find out exactly, because we know the market is saturated and every other day there's hundreds of other new skincare coming. We have to separate ourselves. And so for the next level, we decided exactly what the customer wants, what they don't want, how to package, how not to package, et cetera, et cetera. So when we went for financing, we would know exactly what to do and to really bang it on. And one of the things we are right now in the process is getting financing. And once that finally comes to fruition, it was a bit slow in coming because of COVID and lots of problems. Mm-hmm. But now that it's coming, we're going to be upbranding and we're going to be giving the customer exactly what they want. And we're very, very excited about it. We think it's a great opportunity. And
absolutely.
We're thrilled, especially after COVID.
If I may ask, how are you trying to source that funding? Are you crowdfunding it, or are you looking for investors, or?
No, we're looking for investors. We're seeking a bit more than for crowdfunding. That won't help us. So what we did is we went out to the market and we found one particular investor who's very, very interested in us, and we're still negotiating with him. Unfortunately, or fortunately, he's good for us, but unfortunately, he's in India. And India had it really, really bad with COVID. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to have a meeting with the solicitors on Friday, and we just got a call, and he just said that he just feels that he has COVID, so we postponed for a week. So that's where we are.
Yeah. I mean, the pandemic is been a disaster, not only for health, but for the economy and business, and has put a big spoke in the wheel for everybody, I think.
Well, that too, that and Brexit. I mean, you know, unfortunately, they have it in for us. And so we're suffering by being a UK company. But we are trying to get around that now by having fulfillment companies in various other parts of the world. So we'll circumvent that. But yes, it's not been a good year for many of us.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I own a very small company in France as well. Okay, so once you've got your investor on board and you've got your finance, which I'm sure you will, what are the future plans for the Pure Collection?
It's very, very exciting. We're going to be expanding, obviously. We're going to be upbranding. So we're getting, instead of getting our packaging where we get them now, we found a distributor for our packaging in Italy and in the UK. Who's going to be doing that. We're going to be getting all new equipment, and we're going to be really, really going gung-ho into, of course, our market. We're getting quite successful now in from Germany and eastward a wee bit, of course, in Dubai, and we're going to be expanding into India, which is a very, very ripe market for us and is waiting for us to get there. Absolutely. So we have a lot of things. We're doing our website now is being updated. We're going to be getting a lot of AV and AR and VR and new videos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. The Indian market is very interesting, isn't it? It's a big market. A couple of years ago, I interviewed on this show Gerald Ratner. I don't know if you remember Gerald Ratner of the famous Ratner jewellery chain.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course. Yes. Of course we do.
Yeah. Well, I interviewed Gerald about 2 years after the famous incident that shut down his jewellery business, which he was distraught about. But since then, he has been concentrating on India, and he's opened a whole chain of jewellery shops across India, and he was telling us what a big market it is. So I get exactly why you're targeting that as one of your market areas.
It's a massive, massive market, and coming into, especially in skincare and natural skincare, it is just going to explode. We just have to do it properly, and we do, and luckily we were quite fortunate that our investor, our partner, is Indian, so he knows the market quite well. So we're just extremely excited about all this, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that makes us unique and makes us stand out of the Pure Collection is the thing that we do use real oil, such as real oud. There's a very well-known company out there that uses oud, they say, in their beard oil. Mm. But if you look at the ingredients, the actual oud they're using is a fragrance or a parfum, which means basically it's just a chemical element made to smell like oud. Oud is the most expensive oil in the world.
Where does that come from, Robert?
It comes from various places in the East. Ours particularly comes from Thailand.
Yeah.
But it comes from Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera, in that particular area.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not only that. You know, we in our products, we use real products. You know, many people, as an example, we use Rose, Absolute Rose.
Yeah.
We don't. We use Rose Auto. The difference in price is like tenfold and things of that particular nature, because we know through the efficiency that Rose Auto works, Rose Absolute doesn't. We don't just care for the scent, but we care for the efficiency of the product on your skin.
Right.
And that's just another example. Same as Bakuchi oil. We use actually, it's not that exciting to, you know, we have to bring it out to the market. But for instance, we use a CO2 extraction as opposed to a cold press extraction. Again, the pricing is phenomenally different, but we know the efficiency is a heck of a lot better. And we just have to bring that across to our customers in due course with the new marketing, et cetera.
Right. Okay. Do you actually market beard oil?
We do. We actually, one of our most popular products is our beard oil with real oud in it. Absolutely. We have that is our biggest product, along with our prickly pear, are the two main sellers.
Sorry, what was the other one?
Prickly pear.
Prickly pear.
Yeah, we have prickly pear and we have beard oil, which are two main products. We have some others as well.
Okay, what does prickly pear do?
Prickly pear is a fantastic oil. It is a generally oil. It's a dry oil, and it's fantastic for wrinkles. It's fantastic for keeping your skin young, keeping your skin moist, water retention, etc., like that nature. And it is just a great, great all-around oil. It's very, very expensive. So most people just use it on their face, but it can be used on other places as well.
Okay. So I need to get some of that, I think.
we're very happy to send you some. Don't you worry. As we're very happy to send to your readers, which we would love to do and give them a promotion. Absolutely.
Fantastic. That would be lovely, chaps. Listen, it's been really interesting talking to you both. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Extra Show. Before you go, you can buy your products online. Give us a shout out for your website and where people can go look at your products and buy them.
Absolutely, we will. It's www.thepurecollection.com, thepurecollection.com. And if you mention the show with 20, you get 20% discount for the next month.
Wow, that's fantastic. We will let all of our listeners know about that. Thank you so much for that. And I'm sure people will appreciate that. Stephen, Robert, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Extra Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to hear your journey from a hotel spa in Marrakesh to manufacturing a whole range of very high quality organic skincare. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
It's a real pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.